In the world of collegiate sports, dynasties are not defined by a single championship, but by the relentless pursuit of the next one. For the University of Connecticut women's basketball program, fresh off their 12th national title, the 2025 season presents a challenge born not of scarcity, but of abundance. Coach Gino Auriemma, a Hall of Fame architect of champions, now faces what he calls a blessing of a problem. A roster of 15 scholarship players, the deepest the program has seen in over two decades. The internal competition is at a fever pitch.
But it's been really competitive in our workouts because everybody wants to play, you know?
Nowhere is that determination more critical than at the versatile wing position. Here, a defining question emerges, one that pits two compelling narratives against each other. What is more valuable to a reloaded dynasty? The proven resilience of a veteran leader who has fought her way back from the brink, or the tantalizing potential of an international prodigy with a background unlike any other? This is the story of the Wing Puzzle 2.0, a battle between fifth-year senior Caroline Ducharme and freshman phenom Blanca Quiñones. It's a philosophical test of loyalty versus strategy, and the answer could decide the fate of a championship defense.
Prime Field.
Before they were competitors, they were on parallel yet vastly different paths to prominence. Caroline Ducharme, a 6'2" guard, arrived in stores and made an immediate impact. During the 2021-22 season, she established herself as a future star. With key players sidelined by injury, Ducharme has stepped into a crucial role, averaging 9.8 points per game. Her clutch scoring and poise earned her all Big East honors as a freshman. A clear sign of a cornerstone in the making. Thousands of miles away, Blanca Quiñones was on an unprecedented developmental track. While Ducharme was navigating the NCAA, the 6'2" wing from Ecuador was competing against grown women. As a teenager, she was a professional in Italy's top league, Serie A1, honing her skill, not in high school gyms, but in professional arenas across Europe. One player was proving herself against the best in the American collegiate system, the other against seasoned professionals abroad. Both were on an upward trajectory, but a collision course was set. The narrative shifted dramatically. For Caroline Ducharme, the promising career trajectory was abruptly and painfully derailed. Over the next two seasons, persistent head and neck injuries became a constant battle. She was limited to just 27 games across the 2022-23 and 2023-24 campaigns. Her career was not just interrupted, it was in jeopardy. The ordeal culminated in a medical redshirt for the 2023-24 season, a necessary step to preserve her eligibility and focus on recovery. It was during this period of profound uncertainty for Ducharme that UConn's future took on a new global dimension. The program secured a commitment from Blanca Quiñones, whose professional experience was viewed as a massive asset. The arrival of the program's first ever South American player marked a strategic expansion for the Huskies. As one player fought to simply get back on the court, another with a uniquely mature game was preparing to step onto it for the first time. The 2024-25 season saw UConn return to the pinnacle of the sport, storming through the NCAA tournament to capture another national championship. But for Caroline Ducharme, the victory was experienced from a different vantage point. While her teammates celebrated a hard-fought title, Ducharme contributed sparingly. Her season statistics tell the story. 9 games played, averaging just over 1 point. In the NCAA tournament, she played only a handful of minutes, including a brief appearance in the final victory over South Carolina. In March of 2025, she confirmed her decision to return for a fifth year, yet the landscape she was returning to had fundamentally changed. The roster was reloaded with high-impact transfers, including forward Sierra Williams and guard Kaylee Heckel, creating the intense roster logjam. A new core had emerged, a big three of Azifud, Sarah Strong and Sierra Williams. The battle at the wing was no longer for a primary scoring role, but for a crucial supporting one, a position where every contribution would be magnified. The question was no longer just if Ducharme could play, but where she could fit. By the summer of 2025, the comeback story began to take shape. After undergoing specialized treatment, Caroline Ducharme announced she was finally fully healthy. For the first time in 4 years, she was participating in a full off-season program.
It was a huge step in getting cleared, and I think I didn't think that I would even get to that point. So I would say this summer is kind of just seeing how far I can push it, and you know.
That intention was put on public display on September 21st. At the team's first open practice, Ducharme was featured in the starting lineup for a scrimmage, playing alongside the team's established stars. Observers noted she was quick, confident, and poked out 2 steals. More than that, she was the most vocal player on the court, directing huddles with the authority of a fifth-year senior. It was a clear demonstration of the coaching staff's trust, and a direct stake to her claim. Simultaneously, Blanca Quinones began her integration to the UConn system. The buzz surrounding her was immediate. Analysts praised her pro-ready game, her speed, and her defensive skills. One predicted that in terms of pure talent, Quinones might be the third best player on the entire roster. She was labeled a tactical anomaly, a versatile weapon capable of creating mismatches all over the floor. The arguments are now clear. Ducharme offers experience, leadership, and a deep understanding of the system. Quinones offers a rare combination of freshman potential and professional maturity. The theoretical debate was over. The battle on the court had officially begun. This competition is more than a simple depth chart decision. It is a career-defining moment for both athletes, with consequences that will shape their legacies and the future of the program. For Caroline Ducharme, a healthy, productive final season would be a triumphant final chapter. It would cement her story as one of ultimate perseverance, transforming her from a player whose career was in doubt to a key contributor on a championship contender. It would be a storybook end into a difficult journey. For Blanca Quinones, winning a significant role would immediately validate the international hype. It would establish her as a foundational star for the next era of UConn basketball. Her success could open new recruiting pipelines, proving that the path through professional European leagues is a viable gateway to the highest level of college basketball, fundamentally expanding UConn's global reach. The question Coach Auriemma must answer will define his team's identity. Does he lean on the veteran who has endured, who knows his system, and who has fought for years for this one last chance? Or does he unleash the prodigy, the tactical wild card whose unique skills could be the key to unlocking another level for his team? What truly defines a player's value? The resilience forged in recovery, or the potential refined on the professional stage? The answer will be written not in preseason analysis, but under the bright lights of a championship defense, where every minute is earned and every role is essential to survival.
Prime Field.